Haunting. Cohabiting with one or more Earthbounds, which you'll find fully discussed in the section on ghosts, is a far more common experience than many people realize. I've long since stopped trying to convince closed-minded disbelievers that because God promised us life after death, there are naturally spirits and ghosts around us all the time. It's like politics and religion. Nobody's going to change anyone's mind by arguing about it, so why bring it up? I'll just hope to be around to see the looks on their faces when the most vocal of the skeptics find themselves on the receiving end of a good old-fashioned haunting and still try to call me loony. You discovered in the ghosts section that there are many reasons Earthbound stay behind instead of heading on to the perfect joy of the other side. One of the saddest and least common was illustrated by a ghost I met when I was asked to investigate a haunting at a place called the Slaughterhouse, which turned out to be a nice, modest home with an unfortunate nickname near San Francisco. The couple who lived there were being terrorized by a presence they truly believed might harm them. "Why don't they just move?" I asked. "They can't afford it," was the reply. Now, that I could relate to. If someone had suggested I move at that point in my life, I couldn't have afforded it either. It struck a sympathetic enough chord in me that I heard myself say, "I'll be there," before I had time to talk myself out of it. The house really was as modest and innocuous looking as I'd been assured it was, and the anxious owners, whom I'll call John and Mary, were as sweet and normal as they could be. We sat in the living room for a few minutes so that they could give me some idea of what they'd been through. Besides the usual unexplainable noises, footsteps, and cold spots, and the occasional sighting of awful faces at the windows, their biggest complaint would have unnerved me too. "We'll both wake up in the middle of the night to find a man standing over our bed," Mary told me. "He has this wild, insane look of pure hatred in his eyes, as if finding John and me together has outraged him. He even grabbed my arm once. I can still feel his strong, ice-cold hand on my skin." "And I saw him do it and couldn't do a damn thing about it," John added. I'd heard all I wanted to hear. I was ready and eager to get to work. I hadn't sensed a single thing in the living room, so I headed into the kitchen. Nothing there either. Into the small, separate dining room. Still nothing. And on into the hallway where, without feeling it coming, I walked into a cold spot. Not just any cold spot either. This one went right to the bone. I could see my breath in an unair-conditioned house in the middle of July. In every haunting, there's a heart, a place from which all the paranormal activity emanates. In this haunting, that heart was the master bedroom. I could feel the highly concentrated energy like a force field the minute I stepped through the doorway. I walked to the bed and sat down. My heart was pounding from adrenaline, from fear, and from the growing awareness that a strong, deeply troubled presence was approaching me.